You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
With the current focus on sexual violence in the media at the moment, I decided to talk to HELP's Executive Director, Catherine McPhillips. HELP is is Auckland's specialist provider of support services for sexual abuse and assault survivors. We talked about the media's portrayal of sexual violence in the news, the attention on young people, and why what change HELP would like to see on this issue in New Zealand. I started by asking why the issue of sexual violence has now become such a focus in the New Zealand media.
I think it's come up now because of what's happening in the States. So the Me Too movement is, you know, powerful and strong in the States. But going beyond that, I think it's got legs at the moment because these things come up from time to time, but they don't stay around. So we've been amazed at how, at the public energy really that's keeping this going. And my personal view of that, to be honest, is Trump. I think that, you know, if you're in a country with a misogynist president who has allegedly, sexually offended against people, you know, that has meant that women are possibly more outraged than they usually get about this because they're in such a, really such a hostile political environment. So that's my personal take on why, you know, why it's had such energy in the US. And I think that we are so influenced by the US that that energy has spread into New Zealand and Australia as well.
Do you have any opinion on the media's portrayal of it, particularly in New Zealand?
We really appreciate it when there's some in-depth kind of reporting where people really want to get to grips with the issues. But what we see often is quite, you know, tiny snippets or people being pushed into adversarial positions, you know, where that's not really necessary. Really, it would be great to see the media really get to grips with this, with, you know, how widespread it is, what the potential solutions are, and you know, what we need to do as a society. What are the conversations we need to be having in New Zealand to kind of move this forward?
Yeah, instead of making it, I suppose, sort of sensationalised a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Also, there's been quite a focus on young people. Do you think that this is pushing the focus away from the overall supposedly culture of sexual harassment that has sort of come up recently and blaming it on other things such as alcohol?
Yes, certainly alcohol is, you know, people are trying to blame alcohol when, you know, this exists outside of alcohol. Yes, alcohol can make it more prevalent, but we have a rape supportive culture outside of that. So, yes, that does take the focus away. I'm hoping that the current furore will die down and we can get back to looking at the wider issue because the issue is across age groups. It's not just an issue for young people. Young people are at particular risk just because they're out in the world so much. But yes, it is an issue across age groups.
And obviously, I suppose, with the work that HELP does, would you like to see more done about sexual abuse, sexual harassment? What does HELP want to see come out of this sort of coverage and this focus on sexual harassment?
So there's a lot of things that we'd like to see. So we'd like to see the whole cultural issues addressed. So really some kind of public conversation really about consent, about the culture that supports harassment within workplaces and schools and other environments. You know, we see the grooming, kinds of grooming behaviours that go on that are very similar to the way that child sex offenders will groom a child and groom a family. So a person who sexually harasses will be in their work environment and grooming their workmates, grooming their intended victim, so that it all gets tolerated and so that the victim looks like the crazy person. So we'd like to, you know, see a much wider understanding of those dynamics. We'd like to see other responses, the current responses available to people. Start with mediation. Well, mediation between two parties with very different power in a situation doesn't really get you very far. And so when the authorities wonder why people don't report, well, you know, that will be one of the reasons if you have to go through mediation. In the bigger picture, we don't see the dynamics of sexual harassment as any different to the dynamics of sexual violence in general. So we think, you know, the whole issue needs to be reconsidered, and we're particularly interested in changes to the criminal justice system.
There shouldn't be a, sort of a different criminal justice process for either or both. The issue is it's an all-rounded issue, I suppose. So how are we going to make these changes? How are we going to step towards having more of a conversation about this?
So one of the things that we have, which is a resource, is the Law Commission put out an issues number of possible reforms back in 2012. So we're asking the government to revisit that original paper. There was another paper in 2015 when Amy Adams was Minister of Justice, but that had a much reduced scope. So we'd like to see that original paper back out for the public, for public discussion. I think there's more public energy in thinking about these things now, so there might be more kind of public engagement with that now. So that's one way. And the other way really is that, you know, it is a media thing. So interviews like this today, it's great that you're doing this, because the more that the bigger issues can be brought to public attention, the more people kind of engage with those. And people do. Like, I've been quite surprised, actually. I did a radio interview a few days ago, and the emails have flooded in from people I don't know talking about that interview. So there are, you know, people out there are interested. I think the time is now. You know, in the States, the time is right. Now's the time. Time's up. Now is the time. You know, we have an opportunity now to address these issues at a much deeper level than we have before.
Where would HELP like to see New Zealand move? Where would you like to see us in 10 years, 20 years? And for the criminal justice system, with the government, how do we want to see sexual violence, sexual harassment, sexual abuse treated?
So what we'd like to see in 10 years is, the first thing is, the whole way in our culture that we talk about consent and think about consent, we'd like to see that shift. So I think the current kind of notions of consent, that, you know, usually it's, you know, a guy is going to initiate sexual behaviour, and if a woman doesn't fight him off, well, that was consent. Well, that's from a very old idea about the way that, you know, sex happens, and we're not in that place anymore. So we actually need to be revisiting those notions of consent, that it's about, you know, not someone fighting you off if they don't want it, but actually checking out, does somebody want it? That either party might initiate and check out what the other person wants to do with them. So we think that that could be well held if the changes were made to our law, so that we brought in that the need for a freely given consent, that consent is freely given, so there can be no coercion around it, and also changes to what's called reasonable belief. So there's a part of our law which says that if you have a reasonable belief in consent, then you, you know, that reasonable belief protects you from being found guilty of a sexual assault. So, but reasonable belief, if you're just allowed to assume consent, that's like this great big wide open door for rapists to kind of come into our system.
Oh, absolutely. So we would like, yeah. You could just, yeah, say, oh yeah, that's what I thought.
Absolutely. So we would like to see that shifted, as it has in some other legal jurisdictions, where actually if you're looking at reasonable belief, you actually require the person to go, well, how did you get that belief? What did you do to check that belief out? So this is this campaign that's running out of Wellington at the moment. Don't assume the yes. You know, don't assume it. You actually need to check it out. So that's a big part of the change we'd like to see. The other part with the criminal justice system is we'd like to see what's called an inquisitorial process. So basically taking the adversarial process out, because currently this is about who can win an argument. Well, it's not about that really. It should be about what happened. So what we would like to see is judge-led questioning. So the judge asks the bulk of the questions to find out what the truth of the matter is, that the lawyers then can ask some questions at the end if those matters that they need, you know, tested, or evidence they need tested hasn't been tested.
So it's saying it's coming from more of a... It's coming from more of a an unbiased point of view, these questions, rather than...
Absolutely. Let's find out what happened. Along with that, we'd like to see trained jurors sitting with the judge to make the decision. So currently, juries don't deal with this very well because they're just members of the public, of course, and so they bring rape myth with them into the courtroom. So what we'd like to see is, in fact, we'd like to see everybody in the courtroom trained to do this work properly. We'd like to, judges to be accredited and lawyers to be trained and jurors to be trained, sitting alongside a judge to find, you know, to create, make that verdict. So those are some of the things to start with. Other than that, of course, we'd like universal consent education in schools, because, you know, young people are grappling with these issues, and they're a prime population in a sense for, you know, that young people are living in the world where we need to do it differently. So to create spaces for discussion among young people about consent would just be fabulous. You know, that would be great. And we don't want to wait 10 years for that one. You know, there's no reason why that one shouldn't be happening immediately. Absolutely.
And I suppose those sort of discussions will help with sort of the jury thing with the justice system. If more people are aware, then it's going to continue on that more, everybody is aware and doesn't have those myths of rape culture in their minds, and it's changed.
Absolutely. Definitely the vision. And we can get there in 10 years.
Yes, no, we can totally can. This is the right path. It's almost good that all of this has come out all at once.
Absolutely. This is a time of opportunity. So not only is this all kind of up now and the public are engaged and people are thinking and talking about it, but with the Labor-led government, with Green support, they've shown some support already by putting Jan Logie in as Under-Secretary to the Minister of Justice, and her responsibilities are just family violence and sexual violence. So this government's already put its hand up to go, yes, we want to deal with this stuff. So this is a really good opportunity for people to start talking to their MPs about what they'd like to see, you know, start being in touch with the politicians and letting them know that you support change.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.